This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with South Korean President Lee Jae-myung in New Delhi today. The two leaders will hold discussions on strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wide spectrum of areas. These include shipbuilding, trade, investments, AI, semiconductors, critical and emerging technologies, people-to-people connect, and cultural exchanges. President Lee Jae-myung will also hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar met South Korean President in New Delhi yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar lauded the South Korean President's commitment to deepen bilateral relations across multiple domains. South Korean President arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a three-day visit to India. South Korean President Lee Jae-myung and First Lady Kim Hye-kyung today received a ceremonial welcome at Rashtrapati Bhavan. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw were present on the occasion. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumaradesanaike discussed the proposed link between India and the island nation through an oil pipeline. Foreign Secretary Vikramasri said in Colombo that some proposals that were discussed between the two countries include the project related to the energy hub in Trincomalee and the proposal to link India and Sri Lanka through an oil pipeline.
The Vice President mentioned some initiatives that are underway from the Indian side and some proposals that have already been discussed between the two countries, notable amongst them the project related to the energy hub in Trincomalee and the proposal to link India and Sri Lanka through an oil pipeline. And in fact, the point was made as to the value of such energy connectivity, especially at a time when the entire world and this region especially is facing the fallout of an energy crisis.
India and United States will resume trade negotiations on the first phase of their proposed bilateral trade agreement today. The talks will be held from April 20 to 22 in Washington, D.C. Additional Secretary in the Department of Commerce, Darpan Jain, is leading the Indian delegation. Officers from Customs and External Affairs Ministry are also part of the Indian team. The Election Commission has released figures of voters for the first phase of assembly election in West Bengal. According to official figures, till date, 3,60,77,171 electors are eligible to cast their votes in this phase. Of these, 1,84,99,496 are male voters, 1,75,77,210 are female voters, and 465 are third gender electors. These figures will be revised once tribunals submit the final list of eligible voters. On the occasion of Basav Jayanti, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid homage to Lord Basaveshwar and his enduring teachings. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said that Lord Basaveshwar's vision of a just society and his unwavering efforts to empower will always remain an inspiration for everyone. Union Road Transport and Highways Ministry has clarified the issue of cancellation of recent bids for construction of an alternative Coronation Bridge in Darjeeling District. The ministry said that the Coronation Bridge alternative project is being upgraded from the earlier proposed 4-lane to a 6-lane highway, keeping in mind future traffic and strategic importance. Domestic equity benchmarks recovered from early losses to trade in the green zone. Initial weakness triggered by fresh tensions between the US and Iran in the Strait of Hormuz. Sensex were trading 329 points up at 78,823 in early trade, while Nifty gained 93 points to 24,446 amid selling pressure in realty, metal and energy stocks. Moreover, crude oil prices rose again amid the growing tensions between the U.S. and Iran. Brent crude was trading 7.18% higher at $96.87 per barrel. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 54 runs in New Chandigarh last night. Chasing a target of 255 runs, Lucknow Super Giants could only score 200 for 5 in the stipulated 20 overs. Today, Gujarat Titans will face Mumbai Indians in Ahmedabad at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.